Hi, this is Jody Paulson from Moscow, Idaho, with What They Don't Tell You. Now, I don't like being a Cassandra. It doesn't win people any friends, and it tends to set the federal goon squads after them. But I feel it's my duty to inform you, we are on the road to economic Armageddon. These aren't my words. They are the words of Stephen Roach, chief economist at Morgan Stanley. The reason he cites for this near-inevitable calamity is our colossal national debt. Every day, the U.S. needs to import $2.6 billion in cash just to finance this debt. And the total debt of U.S. households is worth 85% of our economy. There were two articles recently in the New York Times that seemed to underscore this concern. One is November 27th's Foreign Interest Appears to Flag as Dollar Falls. Here's a quote. Investors and analysts are increasingly worried that the last big source of support for the American dollar, heavy buying by foreign central banks, is fading, unquote. The other article is called Bush's Social Security Plan is said to require vast borrowing. That one says, quote, the plan for personal accounts could require borrowing from hundreds of billions to trillions of dollars over 10 years, unquote. Just how are we supposed to pay for that? An oil protection racket? At any rate, the value of our money is in trouble. A Bloomberg study indicates the dollar may drop for an eighth week and set a record low against the euro after the world's major central banks signaled they will allow the currency to extend its slide. I think this is just the beginning, folks. If you have any disposable income, I strongly suggest that you invest in something whose value won't vanish overnight. I think that because of this looming economic emergency, we're seeing a desperation in this country, acted out on the global field with the invasion of Iraq, and here at home with draconian attacks on civil liberties. We've become the big bad mugger, willing to conk anyone over the head so that we can score our next crack hit. And if any strident but noble conscience tries to intervene, we squash it like Jiminy Cricket. It's time to get into rehab. I'm Jody Paulson, and I just thought you should know.